Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most, the Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac on 93 Sweet FM. Ism.
Yeah.
funk. The Pete Funk, nothing but the funk. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 93.3 Tweet FM. Spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and everything all in between. Tonight, you are tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix. Brought to you by Stacy Adams Incorporated, home of the footwear, streetwear, underwear, hats, socks, accessories. Go to tweakadlike.com, click on the sponsored link, get you a 35% discount today only. Click the link, enter the code, and get hooked up directly to your door. Also, magnificentwax.com. They're available in Walmarts throughout the nation, or go directly to the website. Tell them Tweet Cadillac sent you. TheGLUShow.com. That's Westside Wednesdays, OG Sundays, and Flashback Fridays. Hosted by G Lou, Queen Jean, Hanks to the Gangster, Cousin Marcy. Fundiggity.com. Best funnel cakes in America, more flair than the fair. Located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton, California, 90222. Open Tuesdays through Sundays, 3 to 10 p.m. The phone number for your phone-in orders is area code 310-404-6849. Design your own funnel cake. If you have any private events you'd like catered, make sure to go to fundiggity.com. If you want to make the funnel cakes at home, go to fundiggity.com. They have the funnel mix baked goods available, and you can do them in the privacy of your own home. Also, BTP Media, Mr. Jeff Kwan, publicist to the stars, and Jack's Family Kitchen located on Western Avenue in between 39th Street and Martin Luther King Boulevard. Tonight, we own some cool classic R&B oldies, as usual. I have my co-host stepping in, music historian Mr. Rick Marino. Good evening, sir. How are you today?
Good evening, Tweet. How are you, man? It's always a pleasure to be here.
I'm doing swell as far as I can tell, man. I couldn't really go outside today. It was raining. I got put on hold. I had a 12-pack of Mickey's in the trunk of my car. And I said, oh, man, I forgot I got those Mickey's. So opened the door to go get them. And it was storming like Norman. I couldn't even go out there to get them. Like, wow.
It
was that bad, man. I didn't want to get wet, man. I could dance on the water, but I didn't want to get wet. I tell you. It's been a beautiful day, man. I actually like the rain. I just don't like to be out there in it. But I like the rain. I opened up my blinds just to look at it. It's all cool, man. Wash away all this filth. So tonight, man, we're going to hit them upside the head like the Gap Band, man, with some spectacular, classic, lowrider R&B oldies, man. I got some good ones. You got some good ones as always. So, let me see. I'm trying to figure out how can I start it off. And I got one, man. Everybody should be familiar with this one. It's one of my favorite all-time R&B classic hits of all time. That being said, welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix. Serious.
Oh,
Night in the car ain't stolen. Please believe. Mr. Slick Rick Marino.
Yes,
we're gonna have some fun tonight, man.
Oh yeah.
How you wanna get down? How you wanna get down? What you
well,
wanna
man,
do?
Well man, you know, shoot, man. Let's keep the energy high, man. You know, I stepped out for a minute, rolled to the corner store and saw all the traffic and everybody out there doing their holiday shopping and grabbing their Christmas trees. And, you know, it's just a busy time of year, man. But let's get down with some of that Tom Brown, man, Bygones. You know, that's one of my favorites. And it's a funky, funky tune, man. So why don't we get into that?
Oh, yeah, Tom Brown is, man, a great guy, man. Real, real mellow cat, man. Real mellow cat, and he's an airplane pilot. Can you believe that?
He's a commercial airline
pilot. You might fly to Vegas, and if Tom Brown be gonna drive in the plane. Ain't that a
hey, man, you know that's what you call the soul plane, man.
For real. For real. Gotta find him. Where Mr. Brown?
Thank you.
I want to do right about now, let me see where I could take it. I got an oldie but goodie. I wonder, do they still say that, Rick? Oldies but goodies. Do they still say that?
I think so.
I hope so, because I'm more of a classic Cadillac type guy, so I got an oldie. So I don't know. I want to come like this, though. Let me see. What can I do? Let's do it like this. Dream on, dreamer. 93.3 Tweed FM. The brand new heavies, y'all. Deep song, man. Very deep. So, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Which way you want to go, man? We got to, it look like we setting a mood that's going to switch up here and there, but how you want to do it?
I was going to say, like, man, I remember when the brand new heavies hit the scene, man. They kind of brought the, they were like the precursor to the Neo Soul movement, like the whole Erykah Badu thing. You know, they brought in that 70s vibe, and that was a good time, man. I remember when they hit the scene with that song. That was a good
so
one.
Fly. So fly, man. They were just completely fly, man. Great
yep,
band.
Yep.
You know, similar to the Roots, man, in a way, but jazzy, man, they was the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Much respect.
Yeah,
man.
And they worked with. No, I was going to say, they worked with a lot of hip-hop artists, too, back when they first hit the scene, man. Like,
yes.
I think it was Grand Puba and a whole bunch
Far
of others.
Side. The Far
yep.
Side, too. I
yep.
joined with the Far Side, too. That was really, real nice.
Yeah, they brought a whole breath of fresh air at the time, you know. So that was real good. That's actually going to be a hard one to follow, man. Let's see. Oh, man, where do we go from there? We get into that Rolls Royce, You're On My Mind. You know, that's a real mellow tune. Comes from the Car Wash soundtrack, a classic soundtrack for everybody out there. I'm sure you're familiar with the movie and the soundtrack, but you know, this is a great tune off of that album. So let's do that.
And also, Rolls Royce is a LA-based band as well too. For those of y'all that don't know that, they're from Los Angeles, California. So, man, they're homegrown, man. 93.3 Tweed FM, Rick Marino, Tweed Cadillac. Rolls Royce. gentlemen. Rolls Royce. And you know something funny about them? They were a giant band, too. It was like 1,000 people in that group. But hey, back in the day, all groups had 1,000 people. You had to have your horn section. And,
yep.
You know, your guitarist. And, man, it was so much competition being in an R&B group. Not unless you came from Dayton. You had all the competition, but that competition made you stronger because everybody was tight. And if you want to get out there, you had to be tighter than all of your competitors. Dayton, I don't know what's in the water in Dayton, Ohio, but, man, you know how many bands have come out of Dayton, Ohio? It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, countless, man. Countless.
It was like the mecca to really be, you know, in a band. Man.
I mean, it's so funny how that sound influenced so many people out here on the West Coast. You know, when the hip-hop thing came about, it was like, bam, you know, Zapp and Roger, all that stuff. It was just like everything, all the funk sprung from Dayton, though. That was crazy. That was a crazy thing.
Even Lakeside was from Dayton, but was signed by a West Coast label.
Yep.
Yep. Slave, I mean, it's like everybody, man. Mama Zap, all our players. I mean, you name it, man. You was the shit. Now, how the hell do I fade some Rolls Royce? Let me keep the vibe right. Oh, I got one. It's a little mellow. It's mellow like a cello, but I like that fly stuff, man. Let me break it on down real, real soft-like. One of my all-time favorite bands. One of my all-time favorite production teams. 93.3 FM. Even when you sleep, you know I'll be there.
We'll be right back.
Jazz Band, 93.3 Tweet FM, Rick Marino, Mr. Melody, Tweet Cadillac. It's going to be hard to find another band as tight as the SOS Band, and they're all getting older now. Hopefully they'll come back and give us some new music, Rick, because believe me, man, I would gobble it up, man, like a pastrami sandwich from Johnny's Pastrami, man. I'd gobble it up quick, fast, in a hurry, man.
You know, man, they're actually going to be, I saw some advertisement for some old school cruise down in Mexico, and they're going to be one of the bands performing on that cruise sometime next year, I think around April or May of next year. They're going to be part of that
pool,
so.
Yep. I saw that as well. I just want some new music, man, because that's a body of work. That they did leave us a body of work that, I mean, I could still cruise on it, man. I got them in the whip right now. I got them. Man, I got an OG, man. I know I'm old. I got a fucking iPod. I actually do, dude, because in the lack, I don't have a CD player. I got a cassette player, but I got like the little adapter thing.
Yep.
It got the cassette, and then they got the cord to come out of there, plug it into my iPod, and I'll be rolling like that, man.
That's all you need.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's hard to beat that. It's hard to beat that 808, you know, sound, that real crispy hi-hat and that real deep bass that production that they went into with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, right?
Man.
But, you know, that's always the sound you're looking for. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. What you want to do, Slick Rick? So
well, why don't we keep it, you know, like we said, you know, SOS Band, they were produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. That Minneapolis connection. Why don't we go into some Prince with that Pop Life?
That man again. You know,
yeah.
Speaking of
Prince, avoid him.
He has some vault CD that's kind of jazz eclectic as well too, man. I actually was listening to that today. I thought that was kind of real different. And this is like unreleased stuff. I guess they got into his studio when he passed, and they've been dropping it. He got some way out shit, man.
That I'm sure, man.
Put out. He never even put it out. Phenomenal. Pop Life, y'all. What's the matter with your curl? What's the matter with your hair? man, I got a cool Prince story, man, back in the day. I don't recall, I kind of don't remember what a concert was, but I think it was the Forum, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, Prince is about to hit the stage, right? They introduce him, and the band is up there, and we don't see Prince, right? And all of a sudden, a car pulls in. He had a yellow two-door BMW, like a 750, with the little sleek two-door, the big body ones. Matter of fact, I only knew him and Eazy-E. He's the only people I even knew that seen one back in the day.
Yep.
Anyway,
yep.
It was yellow. Prince already had the microphone. The sunroof opened up in the car, and Prince popped his head up out the sunroof, climbed out of the car from the sunroof, shimmied down on the hood, and walked up on the stage. I'm like, this dude right here. He was way the fuck out, man.
You gotta
oh
have
my
to
God.
Pull something like that off, man.
Oh, know? My God. And he had an all yellow just like the car. Yep. Yep. He was way the hell out, man. Had to love him. Messed up. He had bad knees from all them high heel shoes he had to wear.
Yeah,
he
man. Short.
He was so short, but man, he was a genius, man.
Well, I can tell you, man, he probably lived 10 lifetimes, man. You know, with all the stuff that he did and all everything that he accomplished, man, he lived like 10 lifetimes, man. So his legacy.
Indeed. The only man I know that got booed out the L.A. Coliseum. You know?
Was that when he opened for the Rolling Stones?
Yeah. Got booed out the Coliseum and went on to fill it up itself, you know? Like, wow. Real life in real time. That man was a genius. A genius. Even be able to teach yourself how to play all those instruments without any Juilliard training or, you know, just pick it up and start playing. Fumble around with it till you get it good. He was able to do that with the greatest of ease. Music was just in him, and it was just in him. That being said, man, let's, speaking of Hollywood, man, did you guys know, man, here goes some more trivia for you. You know the first Super Bowl was played in the L.A. Coliseum. I just found that out. The first Super Bowl was played in the L.A. Coliseum, along with the Funk Festival, I mean, Watch Stacks. It's been, man, even when Kanye and Drake did their concert was in the Coliseum. Man, it's an iconic place, man. It really is. The Jesse Owens won the gold medals in the L.A. Coliseum. Just an iconic place, man. I don't think they'll ever tear that down.
Nah. But they need to do a little restoration, but, you know, I don't think they should ever tear it down, you know. I don't think that's ever.
Never. Many football games, we didn't snuck in because, man, we could get on a bus. Or basically, I could damn near walk to the Coliseum from where I grew up at, push come to shove. And we just sneak into the football games like it was religion. Let's take it to Hollywood, y'all.
Sad and empty places. Sad.
You're tuned into 93.3 Tweed FM. Spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and everything in between. I'm Shirley Jones on the After Six Cruise Mix with Tweed Cadillac.
Ladies, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Valerie?
Si, senor.
Brenda?
Check that, hon.
Shirley?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, then, let's hit it.
I want to give out a very special birthday celebration to my friend. May she rest in peace, Miss Brenda Jones from the Jones Girls. She was my baby, man. We talked religiously up until her passing. I want to say, man, I truly miss her. Every now, matter of fact, her number is still in my phone. What I thought was very remarkable about her, and I say this, after our interview, she sent me like a real touchy message on Facebook, how she enjoyed the time spent, and I kind of cherish that, man. And whenever I get down or you know, I can't land the artist I want for an interview, I always go back and look at that message that she sent, and it's always inspiration, man, for me to keep on marching down the field. Happy birthday, Brenda. You are truly missed. Want to give another birthday shout out to Ms. Jackie Ray Phillips. She's the host of the Poetry of Justice podcast. Good looking out. Happy birthday to you as well, man, Ms. Ray Ray. So, with that being said, I had to get that off my chest. Kind of like choked up, man, when I woke up this morning and realized that today was her birthday. So, Slick Rick, man, what's next on the agenda?
Yeah, man, you know, you got to celebrate those that you've been in contact with and those that made a mark on your life, man. So, you know, happy birthday to both of those individuals. Why don't we get into that mass production, man? We talked about, you know, everybody, a group having thousands of members. This group had 10 members coming out of Norfolk, Virginia. And the song name is Groove Me.
Yep. Groove Me. Groove Me then, baby. It's going down. 9-3-4-2-3-F-10.
Oh,
production band, the Almighty Master Band.
Hi, this is Tyrone Williams of the Mighty Mass Production Band, and you are tuned into 93.Tweed FM, spectacular lowrider oldies at their finest. So turn up the music on the After Six.
And the car ain't stolen. Man, let me get back into these oldies, man. One of my all-time favorite songs again. I got so many songs I just love to the G, Slick Rick. I don't, man, I could play them every day. If it was no more music made in America, I think I have enough contributions from all these R&B people that would keep me satisfied for the rest of my life. And that's a real statement. Now, where's this song I want to play? Hold on here, little doggy. Uh-oh. You there, Rick?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
I'm here.
Man,
yep.
I can't find the song. Okay, I think I know what I did. I know what I did. I'm getting old, man. I'm getting old, but I'm seasoned.
like a skillet, man. Like a skillet.
Exactly. You know, you got to break in a good skillet. You can't just
throw
it on the stove one day and expect it to, you know, man. It's, you got to have 2,000 pot hours. Damn.
Sounds
I
about right.
Find the song I want to, but I got a backup unit. I don't run out of bullets, y'all. I really don't run out of bullets. Give me one second. One second. Bear with me, ladies and germs. 93.Tweed FM. Check this out, y'all.
You know, it seems so hard to find real love. A love that is soft and warm. You know, there aren't many things in life that I can hold on to because I've been let down so many times. But I found a real joy in knowing you.
You brighten up my life. Oh, you're the key, girl, to my world. Let me tell you, there's no way in life what you have shown me, girl. Drive me wild, and I know I give you.
Let me tell you.
when all else fails, you go to switch, get some every time. Slick Rick.
Yes, sir.
What's going down? What's going down? I'm still trying to find the song I wanted to play. And I don't see it, man. It's like I sat here because I had that problem last week. It's like, wait a minute, I know I uploaded this song. Cannot find it to save my life. What you want to do tonight, Rick?
Well, man, you were talking about, you know, if there were no more music put out, right, for the rest of the time, you know, we have all this classic music to listen to, and what's really special about it is that it's a combination of all types of genres of music, right, like classical, jazz, blues, and what I want to get into now is that Holland Dozier, of course, the backbone of Motown, prolific writers and producers, and the name of this song that I want to get into is called Starving for Your Love, man. This is really one of my favorites right now.
Indeed. And there we have it. 93.2 FM, Holland Dozier, Tweet Cadillac, Rick Marino. Dozier had a recording studio that was very popular. A lot of rappers from L.A. Would pop up in and out of there. Very, very nice studio. Located on Crenshaw and Rodeo Road back in the day. and he had it up until the day that he passed. So, you know, this little L.A. trivia. He was really cool with the hip-hop cats. He was all right. He was all right, dude, man. Harlan Dozier. So, Slick Rick, I got one for you. This might be a little bit before your time, but check this out, y'all. G. Lou, good evening, sir.
Hey, Jay.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey,
what up,
Slick
Rick?
Doing,
good evening, sir. I checked you out, man. I finally got to check you out on IG, man. So we tapped in now, man. But much love and respect.
Yeah, we tapped in, man, for sure. For sure. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Cooking the ribs, too, don't he? I see you, Rick.
He be doing his thing,
man. That's my favorite.
I see you. I see you. Got to send you some recipes and shit. I sent you one earlier today. Man, what a guy had. Man, it looks like hell of a man. I got to send it to you too, G. Lou. It looked like, man, you want to slap your mama, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh,
here we go,
tweet.
Y'all.
Dude, Didi,
yes, sir.
Wanted me to ask you, did you receive your gifts in the mail?
Oh, no, and I got an email today. Well, actually, I did. I got an email today saying go to the mailbox. I have a package. And I just got a package a couple days ago, and I thought it was a duplicate email. Then it popped up again today. I got to go to the parcel center in my complex.
Okay.
I have no idea, man.
Okay.
Damn, I wonder what it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, you got gifted,
again?
Man. From the reunion, man. It should be coming from Didi. But we gave it out for you at the reunion. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, man. I'm coming. Man, I got to go down, man, to the parcel center. Man.
Okay.
Man, thank her, man. Big shout out to once again, man, to Ray Ray, man. Jackie Ray Phillips, today's her birthday. Want to give her a big shout out.
Happy birthday. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's Ray Ray birthday.
Happy
birthday. We're going to do it like this, y'all. Slick Rick. You there?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Oldie for you. I got an oldie for you, sir. Check this.
Talk it to me, man. Talk it to me.
Your love for me, he made me. though, darling. Things just don't seem to be the same now that you are not here. I go to sleep at night, but I wake up in tears. But you see, now I know I made a big mistake when I ran your love away. But I was blind and I couldn't see that the problem wasn't you, it was me. I destroyed your love with my jealousy. But I never had anybody like you. I never had anybody to make me feel the way that you do. So I was just trying to hold on to my precious love. Now I've often heard that sorry is a sorry word. But right now it's the only word that I have that truly expresses how I feel inside. So darling, wherever you are, remember I love you. Come home. See?
FM, spectacular Lil Roger oldies, R&B, and everything in between. That was Special Delivery, I Destroyed Your Love. Want to give a big shout out. The birthday celebrations is coming in. Big shout out to the OG, triple OG, Bobby Johnson. Today's his birthday as well, man. Congratulations. Man, birthdays, they only come once a year. Got to celebrate them because, believe me, when mine came this last past year, I'm a Virgo, ladies, if you want to know. But anyway, I love them, man. I love them because when you can look back and reflect on your life and every year is a milestone, it's a great feeling, man. It's a great feeling. Even if nobody tells you happy birthday, it's a great feeling. So, Slick Rick, dedicate that Special Delivery, man. I was trying to, man, hit you with one that would, like, you know, open up your nasal passages and shit.
Yeah, man. That's what I call a burner, man. That's a burner right there. It's just like that build up, man.
Exactly, man. Get that mucus all up out you, man. I got another one later in the show that's gonna blow your mind too. But it's on you right about now, sir, how you want to do it.
Okay, so we were talking about, Watt Stacks earlier. Why don't we get into some of that Memphis Stacks down with Booker T and that Hip Hugger, man.
Yeah, that's an OG classic. That song's been sampled a gang of times as well, too, for all the hip-hop heads. And my favorite version was Heavy D. Oh, they killed it. They killed it, man. They got down with it. And it was what you wouldn't expect. That's what made it so cool, man. It's like, wow. Who would have thought? And when first time I heard it, I'm like, wow. They ran with it. 93.2 FM, y'all.
We'll be right back. one definitely goes out on a censorship tip. So everybody sit back, relax, and have a champagne sip. We gonna teach these people out there who are against saying what we wanna say the right way. You know what I'm saying? So what we gonna do is kick back, swing a little funky beat by my man DJ P-Rock, producer extraordinaire. Yo, P-Rock, make it clear. I can flex, bend, lend a pen to a friend. Keep a party pimping from now till then. I don't have to swear, curse, or juggle. Lyrics in the verse to make a party bubble. So Mr. Censorship, tell me what's your problem. The jelly's on the corner, if wifey can't solve them, how did she say it? I'm curious, G. Does she say, honey, love me, or baby, baby, fund me? Anyway, we'll say what we want to say. Play how we want to play, feel good that way. So G-Rap, it's time to kick up first. Do your man a favor, and don't curse.
Telling me don't curse, I reversed and did it worse. First, I put a curse on every verse. I kinda got outrageous. Second, even made a record how I'm doing all my B-I-T-T-H's. Dust, it wasn't for the buck. Every word that you heard is cause I didn't give up. Aw, shucks. And yo, I almost forgot. The curse is a plot, but it's getting kinda hot. So I'ma let profanity retire. Hey, but if worse come to worse, I'll curse you out like a Tobiah. So grand poop will kick off first. But do your man a favor and don't curse.
I take a famous curse word and just say coof. Coof flipped around the other way means huh. Boy, when I do it, see, I can't get stuck. Jump on a mic, then I earn a quick buck. Buck meaning loot, then I grab some boots and step with my troops. For those who can't follow and got stuck, coof flipped the other way means is this a curse? I freaked the nation a haste, but I made sure I had my hat first. It's time to kick a verse. God cipher divine, we can't curse.
The verse I say nope. Grab it by your hand, wash your mouth out with soap. Thinking to be the last one with the bad lingo. Pooping over skins in the church playing bingo. Sounds of the Macadam fresh from the tailor. Because it made a movie when he cuts like a sailor. Better yet, dialect dirty like a subway. Pick a funky loop here to make it go the other way. In a vocabulary scrimmage. But cursing in my village ain't good for my image. So big daddy, you know it's time to kick a verse. But do your man a favor. Don't curse.
The enter, rhythm scratches not divine, so there's no need to censor. Kiss wanna peep it, but you wanna beep it. What? I feel like slapping a sickle on your
chill, chill, sick.
Right. Too magical, rhymes are too tragical for any source to stop. Came from getting capital. If I thought sticking me was dissing me, man, don't you know that this would be worse than Stephen King's misery? So clean off of vanity, spilling it all the man to be. Rocking any microphone you hand to me. So heavy D, I'm about to disperse. I kick another verse, and don't forget not to curse. Hey, yo, Big Daddy, check this out. I'm about to do some old slides, slick, smooth, on the trick, step stuff. I'ma bring my little cousin, the producer of this joint. His name is DJ P-Rock, definitely part of one of the family. You know what I'm saying, G? And he about to flex on this head, mic and get busy like a thick cousin. You know what I'm saying? Check it. P-Rock, can't get verse, but don't curse.
God bless, but I can't mess around with the curses, so I'ma kick verses, or a verse. Soul brother number one here to kick back. Smoke the microphone and produce crazy tracks. Yo, I'm a bad bro, let's start the flow. I'ma kick rhymes till it's time for me to go. I can't curse cause Heavy D said so. Now I'ma get back to the subject, get wrecked. If you think I'm bluffing, just check with the crew. P-Rock and CL Smooth, very down to earth. And we didn't have to curse.
Yeah, yeah, the abstract poet. She's sick from a dark old place, it's a wreck. You know what I'm saying? Got my man P-Rock and my man D in the house. And we're definitely chilling on a lifted chip. So bust your shit out. Flim flam flim, lick my big black stuff. Must I kick a curse to be rough enough? You can put the sticker where the sun don't shine. So back off and let me get mine. Visions in my head, one is dealing with hits. If I have four girls, then I'll lick face it. Wait, don't wanna hear no drama. Cause the bum diddly hef is a favorite my mama's. So I'll blew out and get mad lifted. Don't have to stay up to show that I'm gifted. God bless me cause I reached my 21st FD. Don't drop a curse.
Peace, peace, peace to the priest.
preacher. I'm talking about a verse without a curse, that's how I reach ya. I can rock a party without a swear or a harsh verb. Bad words, no curse words, heavy D prefers. So swing, swing to the sober clean rhythm. Before I say goodbye, let me tell you how I hit em. CLP, Rock G, Rap Maxwell, Big Daddy Q, Tip and me as well. Sound is a beast, thank beat for the beat. This funky beat was made for the street. Notice how clean that we kept every verse, but if worse came the worst, we all said it got.
Don't curse, y'all. I ain't gonna curse tonight, man, because Heavy D said so. Slick Marino.
Yo. I can't believe you pulled out that Heavy D, man. I remember that cut. I remember that cut.
Man,
that was like
Booker
an all-star
T.
lineup right there.
That's Booker T, man. Booker T inspired that joint. Hell,
yep.
Man, that was Booker T. What you want to do, Rick? We got 20 minutes left.
Oh, man.
So we might not get to everything, so
yeah.
Come with it. You got to come with
man.
It.
Well, okay, so we're in that hip-hop vein, man, right? We're in that hip-hop aura.
No, we're not in hip-hop. I just threw that in.
What I'm saying is I'm going to throw something at you.
Come with.
That is, hip hop orientated from the sample, right?
Okay.
That ninth creation, Bubble Gum. We ain't talking about your average Bubble Gum, man. You know what I'm saying? So, why don't we get into that?
I do understand. Ninth creation. Dun Dilly. A Billy 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 Billy.
Give me some bubble gum. Yeah. My also makes me feel so good. Yeah. Oh, I could chew on it all night long. Yeah. Every penny I make, I'm gonna put down on some. No tutti frutti, just a real thing for me. Yeah. Don't take too much to satisfy me. Just a look at that bubble gum. Yeah. Right on. Take it to me. Don't get sticky. Between my gums, the beer hall bubble gum, I like that, gum, yeah, I like that, for real.
That boy on some bazooka, he tripping, gripping, he on some bazooka.
He on that Hubba Bubba, boy.
For real, though. Wrigley's just won't do it for that man. Wow. Well, I'll say, I got one for you since we on some old crazy stuff. Let me tell you what not to do. all you gentlemen out there, do not get caught with your pants down. That's all I can say. And also, man, I got a message from Black Santa. He told me today, for all you independent women that don't need no man, and, you know, y'all don't want to go to chain restaurants, which is stupid ass. Don't y'all know that Ruth Chris is a chain restaurant, but that's where y'all want to go? Ruth Chris is a chain restaurant. So
Capital
Black Santa
Grill.
Told me.
Capital Grill, they say.
Exactly. He told me to tell y'all that hope y'all don't think y'all getting anything for Christmas, right? Because it ain't going down. He also said, go sit in your Maxima or your Elantra, go to the car and cry about it. Because remember, y'all independent, y'all, it's all about the bag. You know, we got to pay for your groceries if we holler at you in the store and all that other type funny bunny type shit. So don't expect to get anything for Christmas. And that's behalf of Black Santa and Tweet Cadillac. And I didn't have the courage to tell y'all that. But I ain't going to get caught with my pants down. Shirley Brown, 93.2 at FM, G. Lou, Rick Marino, Mr. Melody.
Me around like this. After all I've done for you, and even after you begged me to come back, I gave you another chance. But I see I made a big mistake. But when I'm through talking to you today, you'll see it's your own self you played. What were you thinking about today, baby? About 12 o'clock high noon, when I saw you, yes, you, and some tacky blonde weave wearing, tall, no booty having chick, hugging and tongue kissing in a restaurant. I could have came over and got busy with you and her too, but I got something even better for you.
You see, I took your picture. I got proof. And I'll see your ass in the courtroom. I want the house, the car. I want everything. And when I get through with you, you're going to wish there was a space for you to stand in. Because I caught you with your pants down.
If you have a place to stand in, a space to stand in. I said, wow.
with a blonde weave, no booty having chick.
No booty having. Oh, man, that was cold right there.
Yeah, man. Slick Rick, you sent me a song today. I never heard of it. It blew my damn mind. It's by the Maestro, the perm of all perm guys. The perm, he got the best perm in the industry. The Al Sharpton, the Nick Ashford, the DJ
Nick
Quick.
Ashford.
Yeah, man. Oh, Nick had a hell of a fly. Man, the Verdine White. You know, he was a
the perm of all perms, man.
Yeah, man, Barry. That nigga sweat that shit out after a 10-minute song, but that nigga come in that motherfucker with them diamonds on you. Yeah.
Well, you just leave after 10-minute song. It's a rap.
Yeah, that's just a rap. But, man, he come in there strong, though. Man, Barry, you send me this song, right? By Barry. And I had never heard of it before. And as I'm downloading it, did you know that Simply Red, the white boy with the red hair, sang the same song with a live in Montreux, and he killed it. Like, damn, I had never even heard of the song at all, and it blew my mind. So I was like, man, I'm listening to Barry. Like, yeah, Barry the man. Of course, Barry the man. But then when I listened to Simply Red, I'm like, damn, that white boy really could sing. He was up there looking like Opie Taylor, you know, but, man.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody for real. He pulled it off, man. 90.2 FM. Barry White, y'all. Check it out.
I must relax you. I mean, totally relax you. Because love is a kind of a thing that you shouldn't do unless you're totally at ease. So baby, let me totally relax you to where you feel that you're ready for anything. Right okay. When you lay, lay your body next to mine.
To the best of the Lowrider hit with Tweed Cadillac on 93 Tweed FBISM.
Oh, round and
93.tweet.fm. We're completely strung out, man, over the listeners tonight. Make sure that you hit the follow button if you're listening online. It's absolutely free. Also, refer to tweetcadillac.com for your music, pics, videos, apparel, merchandise, booking information, etc. Follow Rick Marino on Instagram or Facebook. Follow G Lou. Make sure you go to thegloushow.com. That is Westside Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, and OG Sundays. And there's a new project out, the G-Files. Tell them a little something about that, sir, where they can go in.
Yes, sir. We got a new project coming out tomorrow, produced by the homeboy DJ Maniac, featuring me on OG Music Productions. That'll be out on all digital platforms tomorrow. So check that out if you can. Thank you.
And Slick Rick, what's going on in your world?
Nothing much, man. Just want to congrats G-Lou on the new project, and you know, wish everybody everybody's out there scrambling to get their last minute gifts and things done, and just be safe out there, man. You know, not a lot of things going on. Just watch your back, but be safe. That's all I can say.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Do not get caught with your pants down coming up to Christmas. It's not going to be a good look for you. It's definitely not going to be a good look for you, man. Make sure to stop by Jack's Family Kitchen, located on Western Avenue in between Martin Luther King Boulevard and 39th Street. BTP Media. Make sure to stop by FunDiggity.com, 2807 North Dard Avenue, Compton, Cali. Call in your phone orders, 310-404-6849. With that being said, y'all ain't gotta go. Y'all ain't gotta go home, but y'all gotta get up out of here. Have another beer. Enjoy your night. Stay safe. The cops is out. Checkpoints are everywhere. You know what else is funny? When's the last time y'all went to McDonald's? Have y'all seen the size of a Big Mac nowadays? What kind of shit is that? It's a baby Mac now. I'm like, what is this? What are they doing?
Wow.
Man, that's crazy, man.
My go-to order is two McDoubles, man. That's it. Two McDoubles and I'm out. If I'm there, that's all I order. That's it.
Also, they're going to... Damn, I can barely catch my breath. They're having a train, high-speed train, going to be ready in 2028 to take you from L.A. to Vegas in 2 hours. And it's going to serve drinks and food. No more 15 freeway. No more 15 freeway. 2 hours, L.A. to Vegas, with drinks.
Wow.
Ain't that a tribute to be ready in 2028?
Imagine Raider Nation catching that train, man.
They're going to be deep. They're going to be deep. They're going to be deep. And I wonder, is it going to stop or is it just going to go from L.A. straight there? Because if it stops,
they better have some bathrooms on that thing. That's all I can say.
They better have some police.
Then I wonder what type of service. I mean, I'm sure they're just not going to have any riffraff. Like, how is it going to be regulated?
The price. The cost.
The price, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well, maybe keep the price high to keep the riffraff out.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I would not have a problem with that. I would not have a problem
with
paying for a luxury experience. I ain't got to drive, man, because that 15 will kill your car. Believe me, it'll kill your car. Man, how many times you ever came back from Vegas, see people stuck on the side of the road?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
And that only little gas station at that last little pit stop, they be ganking people, like tow trucks be parked up in there because they know your shit finna break down. That's the reason Vegas flopped when they built it. That was the reason.
You would think, though, over the years, they would build more stuff in between there, though.
You would have thought.
Yeah, that's for sure, man.
You
would have thought. Sure.
And you would think that people would be stupid enough to know if you do something in Vegas and think you're going to come back to L.A., that's the only way that you're going to get away. You're going to get caught. It's impossible to get away from Vegas. You're going to get caught, man.
Yep.
God bless y'all, man. We out like a light. Until next
Peace
week,
love, y'all.
Yes, y'all. Don't curse.
Better not.